Hey, hey, happy day. It's not easy to become an angel, you know, an angel up in heaven. First, you got to be a very, very good person. You got to live a good life. You got to help lots of other people. And then you have to die. And when you die, you do get to go to heaven, but now you have things to do. You have to learn how to put on those kind of angel clothes, don't you know? And the flight training and so on. So it ain't easy, but hey, you will win. You will be an angel. However, with regards to liberalism, you know what? If you're a liberal politician, it is much easier to kind of get to your last spot if you're a liberal, because people are telling them all their working life to go to hell. And that's where they go, and that's a fast trip. Finally, they listen to somebody. Hey, hey, hey. Apparently, Bill Gates is suggesting that we all carry COVID cards to show authorities. Here's the update, and here's what I'm about, and what do you think now? Great. Don't forget, Mr. Gates, we should all have the little yellow star there kind of put on our jackets as well. We can sew it on. Ha ha. Somebody else did that. Who was that? Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. You know, he's a neat guy. I'm in Riverside County as we speak, and, you know, he's saying that the governor and all of the political whacks in Sacramento, that they're hypocritical and they're dictatorial and how dare you. And he says, hey, I am not going to make criminals out of our regular citizens, our honest citizens. I mean, this at-home order now is going on. Everybody in California has to stay in their house, right? Indoors. Oh, look at me, son of a gun. I'm a brand new criminal. But he says, we will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents in the enforcement of the governor's orders. Good for him. In the U.S. of A., particularly here in California, governors, they have power. I get it. But sheriffs have a lot of power. He goes on to say this. The stay-at-home order is flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. And the leaders in California, you know, the race for self-destruction, I mean, they're ahead. They're winning now, and they got to watch out. 13,000 businesses have fled, not left, didn't give notice and said, we're going to go now, and packing. They fled California for 32% lower cost and less government meddling. That's the big deal, is the meddling. And it's always, let's have a meeting and let's talk and chat. And government representatives always coming into your place of business and giving you sass and telling you what to do and what you shouldn't have done. It's a pain. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, now they've announced just yesterday, they too are leaving. They average $30 billion a year in sales. Wow, they have 60,000 employees worldwide. Guess where all these people are going? Mostly to Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and other places, but mostly to Texas. Oh, and California is such a gorgeous place. It has everything. It has snow, it has ocean, it has sunshine, it has it all. Unfortunately, it also has a bunch of Democrats. But everybody's not a Democrat. The mayor of San Diego, metropolitan population of almost 3.5 million people, that mayor, he's Republican. He wants to be governor someday. Oh, we can only hope. Huh? All you Canadians and all you people everywhere in California, it's a holiday place, right? It's a nice place to come. We just gotta get rid of the left wingism. And yesterday, this morning early, I was hiking. I go hiking every day. I hike an hour one day, an hour and a half, and then 2 hours back to one. I'm old. I got to kind of pace myself, don't you know? But I go up a mountain. This morning, there's a sign, and it says typical Democrat stuff. They need more to do all of the time, always being busy and accomplishing nothing. And the sign says, don't bother the sheep. Don't go past this fence because the sheep, you know, if you do, it'll be too bad for you. Anyway, this morning there was a sheep. He was on my side of the fence. He had to be a Democrat. Sheep, what's he doing? Oh, he's a hypocrite. I can go on both sides. I can do both things. You cannot. Oh boy, that sheep should run for governor. Yesterday, it was this morning with the sheep. Yesterday with a friend, Nelson Scalbanian and myself, we golfed. And you know what? I can't tell you how much we bet, because I'm even shocked. And I'm shockproof in my life. We kind of gamble quite a bit. Yesterday was a great game. Sometimes I say I just had fun. Yesterday, I had a blast. You gotta figure out who won. The jumping to Canada now. Come on. The prime mistake there, he's given away hundreds of billions of dollars. Hundreds of billions. And you know what? It's amazing to me. It's all about COVID. Where's the money? Who's got the money? Is it real people? Is it bad people? Is it him? Is it his friends? It's somebody. Leaders, poor folk, they're infected with the disease. You know what? The disease is liberalism. Y'all come back. See ya.